Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 29th of June, recording at 9:17 p.m., and that's British summertime, and a hot summer it is. More so than in the markets here today, but China was in pretty stunning form here today, closing at the high of the day and extending its upward trend. Most other Asian stock markets, they were mixed, and they're in various ranging patterns. The European markets were steadier today, gains of 10%, 2% rather, gains of 2% on average. Wall Street closed out near the highs, up just over 1% on the Dow and just under 1% on the S&P, but it was a quiet day. Long-dated government bonds were a bit steadier in here today, as they have been recently. The dollar was a bit firmer earlier on, but then subsequently gave up those gains, is currently showing small losses. That didn't help precious metals, which sagged in here today. Gold came down least, but it's at 937.85 as I speak. That's down 175. Silver fell a little bit more, down 28 cents. Platinum down 20 in here today. Crude oil, however, was quite strong, rebounding 237. It's currently at 71.53. And the industrial metals, quiet. Copper a little bit steadier. Nickel unchanged. And agricultural commodities, quiet in here as well, it seems. A little bit mixed. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, most stock markets around the world are clearly in reaction and consolidation phases. Now, China is the exception among important markets, and it's an important exception. China, I've talked a lot about the China leash effect, which now is exerting an influence which goes beyond regional, and it's very good action. However, when I look at the Chinese charts, I think these are overextended in the short term, and that it too is susceptible to some sort of reaction and consolidation. I'm not looking, with these leading markets, I'm not looking for anything worse than mean reversion towards the 200-day moving averages, and they may not do that. Why might they not do that? Well, monetary policy. This is such an important factor. And remember, we also had those central banks all rushing forth to say that no, they weren't going to take interest rates up anytime soon. And that has reassured equity investors. It's also reassured bond market investors. Given the very powerful advances that we had seen previously in stock markets, given those 14-week consecutive week gains that some markets saw, the overextended conditions that developed, the risk of a further reaction and consolidation, possibly spilling into a correction, has to be reasonably high, over 50%, in other words. Now, for stock markets to give a bearish signal, though, we would need to see closes beneath last week's reaction lows. Now, China didn't have a reaction low last week, but pretty well all the other stock markets around the globe did. And those levels would need to be taken out. That would then open the door for a further reaction, quite possibly spilling into a correction and some base formation extension for the lagging OECD stock markets. But today, the gains that we saw really last Thursday have been extended a little bit further. Okay, my own view here is that these are reactions and consolidations, possibly turning into corrections, but overall within a bullish environment. Again, monetary policy trumps everything. That doesn't mean that the fundamentals aren't bad, and that's one reason why I have been looking for a longer pullback and quite possibly quite possibly a correction. It'll certainly occur at some stage. Now, the long-dated government bonds, meanwhile, if central banks aren't going to be worrying about inflation, at least publicly, then bondholders will be more relaxed as well. So the technical rally in response to the oversold condition that we saw in long-dated government bond futures remains intact, and this can carry a little further. My hunch is, though, that it will become bogged down in the lower recesses of the overhanging top formations, which we can see so clearly on the charts. Now, the US dollar, this is a tricky one here right now, because the dollar is ranging. The dollar, too, became oversold, and it would not be at all unreasonable to see a decent technical rally. We've had a very modest technical rally by the US dollar, so that's indicates a certain amount of investor resistance as far as the greenback is concerned. But the patterns aren't conclusive. Forecasting breakouts from ranges in anything other than consistent trends is a somewhat hazardous occupation. But at the moment, the dollar's trading ranges look a bit soft. It looks as if some of these currencies could break out again against the US dollar, and I want to be alert to spotting that possibility. And I'd seen enough on Friday to chance my hand by reopening a short, shorting the dollar against the Norwegian crown, as you may recall. Elsewhere, precious metals. This was a disappointing day today, but mitigated somewhat by the knowledge that this is a dull period for precious metals when they usually underperform before starting to regain strength again in the third quarter of the year in a rally that can be quite strong in the fourth quarter and carrying on well into the first quarter of the new year. I do think that will happen again this year and next. But in the meantime, these markets are to-ing and fro-ing. It's not a bad idea to not do anything. I've been dabbling a little bit, as you know, but I haven't been taking the short-term profits as I really should in a range trading environment. I've been sort of holding on for something better. I do think that overall that they are in an accumulation zone right now, but I also think that we will have to be patient in line with those seasonal factors for a little bit longer. Industrial metals, I think they're interesting still at this stage, but they too have rallied, and my feeling is that, well, what I mean they too have rallied, they have rallied, I should say, whereas precious metals have come off, I always prefer to buy these things on easing, and the markets that are easing right now are precious metals, so I may do a little further nibbling in this sector, but I certainly won't go overboard, that's for sure. And it's a quiet day, so a shorter audio. And I'll just say all the very best to all of you.